Lord, we come here to seek healing. Bless this time. Let there be an abundance of grace in these encounters. Come, Holy Spirit, be with us and guide us, strengthen us, console us, and be with us. Reveal to us our weakness, but pour into us the spirit of hope and the spirit of strength to trust. Blessed Mother, be with us as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Mother of God, Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Please be seated. So Jesus is the healer. And again, we just kind of helps us focus on Christ the healer. Tomorrow's gospel says something very beautiful to all of us. Simon, son of John, do you love me? The same Simon that denied Christ. He elicits from Christ a response of love, right? Do you love me? Do you love me? I'm sure you'll notice that tomorrow's gospel is sort of symbolic of the time that Peter denied Christ by a fire, and he does it again. Only this time by a fire he affirms, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Have you ever noticed in your lives, ladies, that Christ actually brings up very similar experiences so that the times you denied him, now you can make the choice to love him? Like, I see that constantly in my own spiritual life, and I see it in my work with souls, like it's not a coincidence. Older Catholics may remember the reality of coming to adoration, spending time with the Lord. And there's hope. Many of us younger priests, I still consider myself that, we were raised with a very deep Eucharistic love. Otherwise, what have we done with our lives, you know? And so the church will see the beautiful spiritual devotions alive again. The Rosary, Divine Mercy, Novenas, but above all, Christ the healer. The question that I would ask you to pray about is, do you love me more than these? I think when we can really respond, yes, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. I love you more than my pain, more than my sin, more than my doubts. I love you more than. I think there are moments where you have to make that proclamation. For some of you, it may be today. Yes, Lord, I love you more than my pain, more than my abuse, more than my struggle, and I will trust you. Every time that we reject the Lord, he actually loves us through that rejection to bring us back to, again, a moment of choice. I will love you. I was going to ask the musicians, they're going to sing a song in a moment, and then after that we'll do the litany, but I just sort of want you to quiet your heart. And I just want you to think, Lord, I love you more than these. And just sort of put before the Lord what those these have been in your life. Has it been your pride? Has it been your anger? Has it been gluttony or lust? What have you held on to? And really surrender it to the Lord. Really, you know, say, Lord, I love you more than these. And I'm always going to love you more than these. And let Christ speak to you through those moments. One of the things that I have found is so important, and I have been promoting it for a while, is to pray for priests. I think that there used to be religious orders set up that specifically prayed for priests. Sisters of the Holy Eucharist, right? That was their charism. Specifically, maybe because we were weakest, but maybe also just one priest can save 1,000 souls. Anyway, I'd like to do the litany of priests. For a priest, you may have received one when you came in. So I'll lead you in the first part of the prayer. But I would love for you to take this prayer home and pray for your priest, pray for your pastor. So I'll lead you in this first prayer. Almighty eternal God, our Father, look upon the face of your Son. For love of him who is the eternal high priest, have pity on your priests. Remember, our most compassionate God, they are but weak and frail human beings. Stir up in them the grace of their vocation which is in them, so that they may never do anything in the slightest degree unworthy of their sublime vocation. So I'll do the highlight, and you can do those little crosses. O Jesus, our eternal high priest, I pray. 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 But above all, I commend to you. 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 Let us pray for the Holy Father. Let us pray for cardinals, archbishops, and bishops.
Give them your gifts,
Lord. Let us pray for diocesan priests.
Never leave them, Lord.
Let us pray for priests in seminary work.
Give them your wisdom, Lord.
Let us pray for priests in hospital work.
Give them constancy,
Lord. Let us pray for priests who are ill.
Heal them, Lord.
Let us pray for priests in danger.
Deliver them, Lord.
Let us pray for priests who are weak.
Strengthen them, Lord.
Let us pray for priests who are poor. Let us pray for priests who are zealous.
Help them, Lord.
Let us pray for priests who want to love you.
And heal their hearts,
Lord. Let us pray for priests who are sad.
Console them, Lord.
Let us pray for priests who are worried.
Give them peace, Lord.
Let us pray for priests who are old.
Sustain them, Lord.
Let us pray for priests who are young.
Impel them for your glory.
Let us pray for priests who are alone.
Accompany them, Lord.
Let us pray for missionary priests. Let us pray for priests who are preachers. Let us pray for priests who direct souls. Let us pray for parish priests. Let us pray for priests and religious who have died. Let us pray for all the church militant and suffering. for all priests, 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 let us pray together, folks. O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for the soul and the life of the church, hear the prayers we offer for priests. We ask this in the Immaculate Heart of Mary, protector and guide. Amen. So one of the beautiful things that I would like you to take away from this day is, you know, at the end, I'm going to ask you to take one of those sheets home and then to pray for your priests, your pastors. But when you get in the habit of this, of doing this, you see such beauty, and God really pours such a loving heart, such grace into the priests. For the healing, what I'd like you to do is just intercede for each other. You know what I mean? Just pray. You can be seated now, ladies, but when I make my way to you, I'll bless you, I'll bless your forehead. But keep your eye on Christ. Jesus is the healer, okay? Jesus is the healer, and he wants to heal us in the way that we need it, even sometimes when we don't know what we need. Sometimes we don't know what we need, but Christ does. And the elderly, you'll just sit in the front row when it's time. So those that are going to help, I just invite you forward.